Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rick Matheson's here, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, Chief Creative Officer, CCO at iMatheson. iMatheson.com, is that right, Rick?
Yes, iMatheson.com, iMatheson.com.
There you go. Author of Branding Outbound, also the On-Demand Brand. They can find those at your website, Rick, and wherever books are sold.
Absolutely.
And so
buy early, Rick, and buy often.
There you go. Buy two and give one away. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. So folks, Rick helps his clients with their marketing, their branding outreach. And Rick, one of the things that you're onto and that I've been preaching now for months is the marketplace we're being extruded into through this pandemic wormhole we've been pushed through. The marketplace we find on this other side is not going to look like the marketplace we left. And it's mostly going to be around the new perspectives and the new expectations that customers are going to have. You talked about some of them earlier. Part of it is going to be related to safety, to their health, but also part of it's going to be that how they continue to adopt the working and shopping and living circumstances and educational circumstances that we've been put through during the pandemic, right? I mean, they're gonna say, yes, I was forced to go home. I wouldn't have thought I would like it, but I do, and I'm staying home. That's going to change the marketplace, isn't it?
It is. None of this is going away. I mean, work from home is going to be much more prominent from henceforth, and we need to know that our customers are living in a different, you know, reality, and we need to meet them where they are. There's also been a number of social changes during the pandemic so far. We saw, you know, after the death of George Floyd and whatnot, you know, big social movements. And my third pivot point would be to play to your differences. I was talking to Sangeeta Verma. She's the CEO of a startup called GiftSuite.com. It's a startup that curates and sells really great corporate gifts for employees and customers. And she was telling me, you know, one of her big products that she came out, I mean, within a week or two of lockdown, is called Life 2020. It's a gift basket that includes this little water bottle with a UVC cap. It shines UV radiation or light into your water to kill all the germs. And you can use the cap to wave over your keyboard or your phone to disinfect your phones. Well, she was telling me that it's really, really cool and the perfect kind of gift for right now. Well, she was telling me that right now, after George Floyd, the protests that we've seen, that if you are a minority-owned or woman-owned or LGBT-owned business, now is the time to play that up. This isn't for every small business in every market in the U.S., but she told me that not only is her company, looking to source from businesses like that where she can, she's saying we're not alone. And I am seeing more local retailers and restaurants starting to tout this aspect of their business. People want to have, you know, who have an affinity for, you know, helping the little guy, you know, will feel good about doing business with those types.
Well,
I would like to
think that they would promote the first. They would promote the fact that you're helping a small business, and
absolutely.
and who the owner is. Wouldn't be as important as whether they can perform or not. You know, I mean, I would hope that they would do that.
Yes.
Yeah, and do that because I do think that that's why people come back, and I'd like to think that, Rick, that you and I are helping to create a marketplace where the color of our skin or what any other orientation is really just kind of irrelevant to why you're doing business with us. What do you think?
I do agree with that. And I feel like just being open about those types of things helps everyone feel more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, you know, you got to deliver. That's the first thing.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Because in the end, the marketplace is indifferent to who you are. The marketplace will eat you alive, and it won't matter. It won't matter whether you
won't matter.
Any other circumstances of your life. The marketplace is indifferent to whether you succeed or fail. What's the next one?
Cash in on your close-up. So, you know, everybody's doing all these Zoom meetings right now. I practically live on Zoom these days. But for small businesses, you know, if you're an aerobics instructor or a therapist or you teach dance or, you know, guitar lessons, things like that, well, a lot of folks now are trying to do their business through video streaming, but it's kind of a pain. You have to call the person mm-hmm. and set things up and get their credit card or whatnot. And now there are better ways to do this. I was just talking to the founder of Symposium.us, a mm-hmm. new video conferencing service. And what they do is they set it up where you have a landing page. You put, hey, I'm going to have the Zumba class or whatever, the aerobics class at this time, and you market it. People go to that page, and they do the transaction right there.
Huh.
And then they attend your event at the scheduled time, and the video of the event is available to them afterwards. And so, you know, small businesses should look at this. My understanding is there is very little price for doing it. In mm-hmm. fact, in some of their models, it's only for people accessing the video post-event. So definitely worth checking out.
Check that out. Hey, Rick, I got to wrap it up. Folks, can they find this article and your 5 points on your website, imatheson.com?
You will be able to see that today or tomorrow, for sure.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.